You're listening to Investify, preaching financial independence and assisting investors to achieve a more flexible and free lifestyle through smart financial planning and real estate investing. If leaving the corporate world and jumping into this thriving industry is what you desire, tune in and listen to stories of like-minded individuals who made the leap to financial independence.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Invest to Friday. My name is Craig Kurlop, aka the Fi Guy, and I am here just spitting today. And we got something on the docket that's pretty fun. It changed the way that I saw things. It changed the way that I made money, especially in my earlier years. And so if you find yourself in the earlier stages of investing or still saving for the first property, this podcast is going to be for you. And what we're talking about today is the importance of side hustles. Unfortunately, in this economy and in this market and where we're at today, it's been harder and harder to afford. Housing prices have gone up, rent has gone up, interest rates have gone up, while wages have not gone up, they have not kept pace. And so what are we to do as W-2 workers or whatever, who are trying to still save for their first house hack? I'm not going to lie. It was easier 5 years ago, and it was easier than that 10 years ago, and it'll probably be harder 5 years from now. And so what can you do today to help benefit you so you're sitting in a position where maybe you can be moving away from your W-2 job in the next 5 years? And so I'm going to run through here the importance of side hustles, as side hustles is how I saved up my first 20 or 30 grand so that I could then put it down on the first house hack. And then once you buy your first house hack, you start saving in rent, you start gaining some equity, then you can really start, you'll really see your savings rate pop. And then you'll be able to save a lot more, keep buying more, and then eventually achieve financial independence, which is what we're all out there seeking. And so I'm going to run through 10 side hustles that I have either done or know that people have done while working a W-2 job that has given them, let's say, an extra 20 to 30% per year in salary. And so if you're making $100,000 and you can bump that up to 130, that 30,000 could be your down payment, plus whatever you're saving on top of that. And so it's important here that just because you've got the side hustle, you're not spending that extra money, you're saving it. So anything you make from the side hustle should honestly just go to a separate account and you shouldn't even touch it. This is for your future. The number one thing is, and what a lot of people do, is Uber or Lyft driver. I did this for many years, probably about 2 years, and made decent money on it. I would probably take home an extra $1,000 a week. And so I was making about an extra $40,000 to $50,000 a year just by doing Uber. And while I was in the Uber and driving around, I would be listening to podcasts and educating myself. I didn't really care. Unless the guests or the passengers really cared, I would usually just keep it on even during the ride. And most of the times they don't care. Sometimes they actually had questions, or they knew about the Bigger Pockets podcast or the Investify podcast or whatever it is, and would actually talk to me about it. Number two is something that my wife has done quite a bit, and it's Rover. And so this is like pet sitting. You either go to somebody's house and you walk their dog, you take care of their cats, whatever, while they're gone. It's a pretty easy thing to do. You can make some decent money out of it. Some people make like full careers out of pet sitting and eventually actually move off of Rover and just have their own private clients. She was making a couple grand a month doing this, and it was super easy for her. She loves animals. And so if you love animals, I think this would be something to get your fix, especially if you don't have your own animals and maybe you don't want animals right now, because at the end of the day, animals they're costly. Like, you got to buy the animal. You've got to pay for veterinarian visits. You got to pay for food. I wouldn't say they're positive cash flow, although I know they bring lots of happiness to people. But if you could get those happiness by watching other people's pets and not spending the money to do, actually making money to do, you might be able to have your cake and eat it too there. Number three is nannying. These are mostly my woman friends I know that have nannied, but I suppose if you're a guy, you could do it too. But if you've got friends with kids, or you go solicit online, look in your area to see who needs a nanny, you'd be surprised. Many times it's couples going through a divorce. They just need some extra help. They're going on a trip, whatever it is, but you could make some pretty good money. I'm hearing the rates are at $25 to $30 an hour for nannying. And if you get an overnight stay, they actually pay you overnight too. So you could almost get, talk about making money in your sleep, right? You go to somebody's house, watch their kids, sleep for 8 hours and make $200 just while you're sleeping. And so nannying is the third side hustle that I think would be beneficial. And I think you can go to like care.com or something like that if you want to see. It's like the Airbnb or something for nannies. Like you can go on there and see. It's like a job posting site for nannies. Number four, I've got some friends that did this. I actually never did this one, but I think it would be good, is Instacart. Maybe you heard of it, maybe you haven't, but this is a grocery service. So instead of going grocery shopping, you hire someone from Instacart to go grocery shopping for you. They put the groceries on your front porch. I was a client of this for a very long time until I got married. And now my wife is way better at grocery shopping than any random stranger. And she's very particular. And I love her particularness because it makes for some really good meals. However, many people still do Instacart. And so you could go to the grocery store for them, pick out the groceries they need, and then deliver them to their house. And you can make some pretty good money this way. I'm not sure exactly what the fee is per trip, but I know that if you stack these up in enough time and you can get multiple clients at the same time, so you're doing one grocery store trip for multiple different people, you know, you might be able to make $100, $200 in a couple hours just off of these trips, and you can do quite well for yourself there. Number five is going to be getting a part-time job. And so there's plenty of part-time jobs out there, right? Maybe you do something that's on the computer so you don't have to travel anywhere. Maybe you're just someone's, an assistant or data entry or something probably pretty basic level. But if you can just bust out a little bit of work for somebody, maybe you like editing, video editing or something like that. You can go up on Fiverr and put your stuff there. Just look around and look for some part-time work, right? And if you can get some part-time work, that would be some extra income. You just got to make sure that if you are working a W-2 job, it's not going to interfere with your W-2 job. Number six is Turo. So if you don't know Turo, Turo is essentially the Airbnb for cars. And so you can put your car on this app called Turo, let other people rent it. They take it from you, rent it, yada, yada, and they pay you a fee to rent it. There are people that have made complete businesses out of this. They have a whole fleet of vehicles. They make it pretty much like a small little like boutique rental car company out of this. I wouldn't suggest going that big with it. I would just say if you could bike to work or you're not using your car during the day most days, put your car on Turo and make some passive income off of it. I did this for a while and I was making an extra like $750 to $1,000 a month doing this. And it was huge and helped me save up for the next down payment. Again, all you need is, depending on where you're at, if you're in the Denver area, you need like maybe 20 or 30 grand. And so just by doing these side hustles, you could probably do that in about a year. So Turo is number six. Number seven is Airbnb. Look at the place you are living in right now. Where are you living? Is there an extra room available? Is there a downstairs available? If you're renting now, do you have a roommate? If you do have a roommate, when is their lease up? Maybe you go to your landlord and say, hey, instead of renewing your lease, I'll pay you the exact same amount that the roommate is paying you. But instead, I am going to Airbnb this out and I'm going to keep the difference. Is that okay with you? Most people don't care, right? Most people are going to be like, yeah, you're going to manage it. You're going to pay me rent. So there's going to be no vacancy. I don't have to worry about filling the place. And there's going to be a cleaner coming in and you're going to make sure the place is clean. You're going to get good reviews. Absolutely, I'll do that. Oh, and by the way, it's one less person using all of the appliances and all that kind of stuff because Airbnbers don't usually use the kitchen, use the washer, dryer, all that kind of stuff, depending on where you're at, of course, right? But if you're in a city and you're in a place where there's a lot of people, oftentimes it's just transient people coming in and out. They want to check out the local food spots. They're only there for a couple of days, so they don't need to do laundry. In the more remote spots, I think is a little bit more common for the kitchens and the appliances to be used. Number eight is be a handyman. This, you can set your own schedule. You can create your own little side business here. And if you're handy or you want to become handy, it doesn't take too much to be handy these days. Go to youtube.com. Everything is on YouTube. How to fix everything. I was like the least handy person that anybody could ever know. I couldn't even put a door handle on straight. And now I'm doing all sorts of things. Building chicken coops, building these crazy like geodesic domes, replacing vanities, doing floors, building. I built myself an office right all through YouTube. And pretty much anybody can pull up a YouTube video and just figure out how to do it. Especially just these little kind of one-off fixes like a leak underneath the sink or whatever. You'd be surprised at what people are willing to pay you just for a trip to fix a leak underneath the sink, to fix, whatever, right? You decide on how big, on whether you want to take the project on or not. And there's a app out there called TaskRabbit that you can go on there and offer your services, tell them how much you cost, and you're able to perform the jobs that way. And it's more than just handyman work that you can do on there too. You can put together furniture for people. Sometimes you just need like a delivery to be done or whatever. So there's lots of different things that you can do. Number 9 would be a virtual assistant. So could you be a virtual assistant for somebody? If you're in front of a computer a lot, or you don't mind being in front of a computer more, I should say, being a virtual assistant would be good. A lot of people just need some part-time virtual assistants to handle calendars and emails. And so you might be able to get on board with somebody part-time 10 or 20 hours a week. Even if you're making 15 or 20 bucks an hour, 20 hours a week, that's an extra $400 a week. That's an extra $1,600 a month, right? That could be huge. It's just managing somebody's email and calendar. And then of course, there's the side benefits of that too, is that whose calendar and email are you managing? Is it somebody that could become your mentor? Is it somebody you could provide value to and learn from? In that case, your return on investment is virtually infinite. And the last thing, number 10, is tutoring. If you're a good student or whatever, oftentimes there's like second, third graders out there that just need some extra help. And so you'll have to preface it with that you may or may not have any additional certifications or anything like that. But assuming you graduated high school, I'm gonna assume that you can add, subtract, multiply, and divide. I'm going to assume that you can read pretty well. And so you can teach the kids how to do these things and help them in school. And tutors might get paid 20, 30, maybe even 50 bucks per session. Those are the 10 side hustles that I thought of that would be pretty easy to start. You could essentially start doing it tomorrow if you wish. Of course, there's other bigger things that you could do that would you could make more, but it takes a little bit more time intensive, a little bit more resources and things to set up. But my goal here for this episode was give you 10 things that you could literally post an ad or literally start doing tomorrow. Yeah, don't discount side hustles, right? Don't discount the benefits of them. The sharing economy is huge. People need help out there. And you know, do something that will allow you to, again, maybe find a mentor, maybe learn some handyman skills, which might help you for your next rehab. Maybe you're in an Uber and you talk to somebody. I met my cleaner on Uber. Maybe you go to somebody's house, you notice they're in real estate, watching their dog, and you have a conversation with them. All these things give you an opportunity to talk to people. And talking to people and networking is really what will explode your net worth. And so, again, if there's any other side hustles I missed, don't be afraid to drop me a note on Instagram, The Fi Guy. Make sure you give this podcast a follow. It was great coming in and spitting some knowledge out there for you guys today. Again, if you like the show, please leave a comment. Please leave us a rating and review. And give me a follow on Instagram. And we'll see you guys all next time.
That's it for this episode of Investify. We hope that these nuggets of real estate wisdom lead to more savvy financial planning and a clearer path towards financial freedom. For more content like this, subscribe to the show at investify.com. Don't forget to leave a rating and share it with your friends. Together, we can transform more real estate newbies into successful and clever investors. Thank you so much for listening. See you on the next one.